just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. Here I am talking to you and trying to share my heart with you. This last series of radio programs that I've done are a little bit different. We had an interview with Alan Panic for two programs that were very interesting, how the Lord worked in his life. Then I talked about Christian Hitchens, and he was a man who didn't believe in God, and he died a painful death in his unbelief. Then I read to you some clippings that I thought were interesting. We women should be interested in current events, especially when it affects us and our children. Today I want to do a more of a devotional program so that your heart can be blessed. I never doubted when the snows were deep that underneath them the violets lay asleep. I never questioned when the winds were cold that maple leaves were waiting to unfold. And shall I now, at touch of sorrow's hand, grow panic-stricken, fail to understand? I walked a dreary path of life in sleet, yet looked ahead to grasses for my feet. I faced a silence when the woods were dumb, and always knew in time the birds would come. Will God let my winter be too long, who fills his world with sun and bloom and song? That's a very moving poem. It doesn't have an author. I clipped it out of a Christian periodical. I never doubted when the snows were deep that underneath them the violets lay asleep. I never questioned when the winds were cold that maple leaves were waiting to unfold. And shall I now, at touch of sorrow's hand, grow panic-stricken, fail to understand? Well, I'm sure some of you have had times when you wanted to doubt, but if your faith is strong in God, you know he's whole in control. And yes, there is life under that cold snow of your life today. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Sometimes we get so busy talking about other things, we forget the rudiments of our faith, was that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that Jesus died for sinners, and that you and I are a sinner. Unless I acknowledge that I was a sinner, I could never have been saved. And that's the same with you, dear heart. Woman, where you are, have you ever acknowledged that you have sinned and that you need a Savior? And there's only one Savior, that's Jesus Christ. There are other religions, but only one Savior. And he came into this world, and he took in his body your sin and my sin. And he took it, and it was nailed in his body on the cross. And he bore all your sin and mine so that we could have eternal life. Have you ever said, God, I know I'm a sinner. Please save me by thy grace. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse you from all sin. I want us to look a little bit at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. But first, I want us to look in the Bible and read the couple verses. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. For some reason, I feel like I have to repeat things to you, because if you're like I am, and when the radio's on, I'm very busy doing other things, and I sometimes don't catch it all. So I'm reading the first three verses of Hebrews 11. This is Paul, I believe he wrote the Hebrews. Now faith, this is a definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, by this these things hoped for, by the things not seen. Remember that poem I read you about even though the snow was deep, we knew violets lay asleep. And even though the winds were cold, we knew the maple leaves would unfold. And even though sorrow's hand was there, we knew that we would soon understand. That's all faith in a part and part of living. So by the elders, for by faith, that's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, that's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You and I understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. He spoke and the worlds were framed, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's faith. Now, I'm going to read from my Daily Bible Blessing book, which I wrote, and you can order it. If you send me a gift of $20, I'll send it to you. And when you get it, you start reading it on the day that you receive it. Don't start at the beginning. It's a real thick book, and when you see it, you'll think, oh, I can never read that whole big book. But you read it one day at a time. And this is, just ask me for the Daily Bible Blessing books for a gift of $20. That will include the postage. I can't give them away. I'm sorry. But it just would, I just can't give them away. Sometimes I do, but I can't most of the time. This is the reading for December 21st, which of course that has passed. But it's taken from the scripture reading, Hebrews 10:23 to Hebrews 12:29. If you're reading your Bible through, like I told you at the beginning of this year, you will read 85 verses a day and finish your Bible in a year. Someone came to our door today and he said to my husband, Dr. Wade, I always remember that you said that if you don't read your Bible through and you don't know what your Bible says, how do you know whether you're following the words of God? And that was profound. I'm sure my husband didn't even remember saying it. But this young man who was one of his students came here and he said that if you do not know your Bible, how do you know that you're following it or not? So this Bible blessing is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We were just discussing that. Let me repeat it again. We can't say it too often. Because what is faith? What is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is my writing now. Now we come to the Great Hall of Faith chapter. Men and women of faith are mentioned in this chapter. The Holy Spirit, through Paul's pen, skims off the cream of their lives and jots down the highlights for us. I'm sure you've read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. When I get done here, you should read it if you've never read it before, or you should review it. Paul tells of creation and the framing of the worlds by God's spoken word. What power in each of his syllables! We meet Abel, the good brother, who died because of his goodness. Enoch, Methuselah's father, walked with God. He had such a testimony that God swept him heavenward with no deathbed experience. Noah heeded God's warning. In fear, he built an ark to save his family from an unspeakable flood. Then we read of Abraham, who blindly followed the Lord to an unknown place and to unknown people who had unknown problems. As a wanderer, he lived in a tent with Sarah. He and his son and grandsons were heirs of the same promise. Would you and I have been as obedient? Would we have been as obedient? I don't know. Then there was Sarah. What a holy woman! I have learned much from her. I learned submission from her in 1 Peter 3, how to dress and how to trust God in the impossible. The faith she had to give birth to her child was remarkable. Oh, to have more women of faith in our day! All her seed, as well as that of other believing women, died in faith. They believed in what they could not see. These Old Testament believing couples were seeking a country and a city that had never been seen, yet they believed it to be. Yes, Abraham was tested often. Yes, he was. That was Sarah's husband. Sometimes he failed, but not the time when he took his son Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him. God had requested it of all things. It was a picture of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Because of Abraham's faith, God received this sacrifice as if Abraham had done it. Later, Isaac blessed his sons, Jacob and Esau, concerning future events in their lives. Later, Joseph was blessed by Jacob's faith when he believed that his bones would be returned and buried in the Canaan land someday. What men of faith! Then there was Moses. His parents saw him as a special child. In spite of the king's edict to kill all baby boys, Moses' parents protected their child from death by devising a plan. They put their baby in the area of the Nile River where the Egypt's royal princes bathed every day. After years of proper training in Egypt's royal palace, Moses realized it was not for him. By faith, he aligned himself with the people of his birth, the Hebrew people. He moved to where his Hebrew parents lived. Somehow he had knowledge concerning the future Messiah. Perhaps his birth mother told him. With full awareness of what his choice would mean, Moses chose the reproach of Christ, which was greater than the riches of Egypt. He forsook Egypt. He kept the Passover. He passed through the Red Sea. He became a leader of the faith. Then Paul reminded us of the walls of Jericho, and how they fell in 7 days. Who would have believed what faith could do? Peaceful Rahab was a woman of faith, too. Who would have thought? Then our attention is drawn to Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel. We remember that daring action and their wonderful faith. We notice people like Daniel who stopped the mouths of lions. Torture files were extinguished. Swords slashed. Some escaped. The weak became strong in battle. Surprised women welcomed their resurrected dead. Others were tortured. Crowds mocked. Many wandered the desert dressed in goat skins. Others fled the mountains and hid in caves. Others were stoned. Some were sawn asunder. Mockings, scourgings, imprisonments. Paul memorialized these faithful people. He memorialized them. The world was not worthy of them. Now we who are born again have a better thing. The promised seed came and is the Savior of men. What a wonderful, wonderful look at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. A wonderful look. I never doubted when the snows were deep that underneath them the violets lay asleep. I never questioned when the winds were cold that maple leaves were waiting to unfold. And shall I now at touch of sorrow's hand grow panic-stricken, fail to understand? I walked a dreary path of life in sleet, yet looked ahead to grasses for my feet. I faced a silence when the woods were dumb, and always knew in time the birds would come.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Will God let my winter be too long, who fills his world with sun and bloom and song? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.